Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Psalms 50:15, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. All through the Bible, God promises to help us in our time of need. All we have to do is call upon Him. God wants us to come to Him with all of our problems, not just the small ones, or not just the big ones, but the small ones, any problem. It's so much quicker to just ask for help instead of trying to fix it yourself. I work at Snow's Garage part-time in the school with my dad, and when there's doing something I ain't done before, I'll struggle with it, but I'll try to figure it out myself. I'll spend like 30 minutes trying to figure it out. Finally, I'll come to him, and he fixes it in 2 seconds. You can at least make it look hard. But God is the same way.
Yes, sir.
He can fix all of our problems like they're nothing.
Right.
Like they wasn't even there.
Yeah. Right.
When we try to fix them ourselves, we just make a bigger mess out of them. Just like in 1 Samuel 13:9-14, when Saul took things into his own hands. Instead of waiting on God's instructions, Saul was scared and impatient, and he took things into his own hands, and this led to his downfall and the loss of God's favor. We see this all throughout the Bible. A problem arises, and instead of taking it to God, they try to fix it themselves and just make a bigger mess. We're no different. Most of the time, we let pride get in the way and don't go to God until we've messed up and made a bigger mess of everything. When all we had to do was go to Him first. I'm going to show you three things about God asking God for help. First, we have God's invitation to ask. In Psalms 50:15, He says, call upon me. In Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Psalms 19:2 says, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and seek Him with their whole heart. The Lord wants us to come to Him. He's actively pursuing a relationship with us. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. The devil wants us to believe that God doesn't want to help us. He'll get thoughts of doubt and worry to creep in, make us think that our problems ain't big enough for God. The devil has been deceiving since the Garden of Eden. He's still trying to today. If he can get you to doubt that God wants to help you, that our problems aren't big enough for God to care about, then he can keep you from living victoriously in the Lord. But we can't listen to him. We know God wants us to come to him. So why don't we just humble ourselves and just do it? Second, I see the nature of God's help. God wants to provide for us. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. It doesn't say some of your needs or only the big ones. It says all of your needs. That is needs, not wants, by the way. I want a 1975 K10 pickup truck lifted about 10 to 8 inches with some 45 swamp tires on them. But I don't need one, though. So if anybody's got one they want to sell, let me know. God doesn't promise us wealth or an easy life, but He promises to provide for us and help us through the hard times. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understandings. And all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. So we see God's provision if we seek Him first. When we seek God in prayer and His word, we're not just asking for answers, but for a deeper relationship with God. We're acknowledging our need for the Lord, and that's what He wants. He knows we need Him. But he wants us to admit that we need him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll give you a few verses about the nature of God's help. John 14:1, which is my favorite verse. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Psalms 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy staff and thy rod, they comfort me. Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. You don't have to carry your burdens alone. God says over and over again that he's there to carry them for you if you just let him. So the third is humbling ourselves before God. Why don't we just go to him first? We know he can fix them, but why don't we do it? It's because of pride. We don't want to admit that we need help. We think we can fix it on our own, but we can't. I grew up watching John Wayne and Clint Eastwood with my papaw. They didn't need anybody's help, and even if they did, they never asked for it. But we can't live our Christian lives like that. It's not possible. There are several examples in the Bible, and it never ends well. We can't resist temptation, make the right decisions, or go through storms without God. Without God, we don't stand a chance. Proverbs 11:2 says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with lowly is wisdom. When we refuse to ask God for help, it's just like saying we don't need him, or we can do it on our own, but that's a lie. The devil would love for us to keep on believing that lie so he can watch us stumble and fall over and over and over again. Pride keeps you focused on yourself so you can't see God's will. But when we go to his word, it's clear he wants us to help. He wants to help us with every problem. When we ask for his help, we're admitting our weakness, acknowledging his sovereignty, and surrendering to trust him. If we humbly come to God and admit we've messed up and need forgiveness, he's faithful and just to forgive us. We can't do anything without him, so we just need to stop trying to. I ask you to join me to make the equipment today to follow after him fully. Don't turn away when you're walking through a dark valley, or don't try to get victory through your own strength. Instead, just give it all to him. Just trust him, and he will do it all for you. You just trust him.